This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1409, Business English, what to say when you're going away. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Denver and Portland, USA. A crucial skill in business English is being able to take time off. But what can you say in your email autoresponder when you go away on vacation? We show you how to make your responder professional and clear in English.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, Jessica, how are you feeling today?
Oh my gosh, I am feeling great. I am feeling on top of the world. How about you?
I'm feeling great because right about now I should be on vacation. We are recording this about 3 weeks in advance, but yeah, vacation time for me. And we have Woo-hoo! Just been working so hard to release our business English course. So yes. I'm so excited that that is now done. It is out there, guys. It's available now at allearsenglish.com/business. Definitely check it out.
Yes, guys, that is precisely why I am feeling on top of the world. Guys, our whole team has been working so hard to put together the most modern, effective business course in the world. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We've accomplished that. So it's just, I'm so proud and I can't wait for you guys to experience it.
Absolutely. This is going to be great. But one of the things that comes up in the course, actually in our email templates, is how to let your colleagues know that you're going on vacation. I mean, not just your colleagues, right, Jessica? It's really anyone right. that emails you.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah.
It's mostly like the external emails that need the templates, right? Because usually your coworkers know like that you're not at work that day or whatever. But I mean, this was one of the biggest issues we heard from students, like writing business English emails, right? Like, how do I know I'm being understood? How do I ask a question and all of this stuff? So combined with that from you guys that we know you need it, and combine that with the survey of over 100 professionals that we did, we know, guys, exactly what you need to say in your emails to be clear and understood. And that's how we came up with our templates.
And, you know, it is so, you know, we were thinking of this episode today because like I said, I'll be on vacation at that time. And vacation is so needed, right? We need vacation. And the other thing that we need is to not feel guilty about being on vacation. That's the point, right? Because if we do, then it's like we're not actually on vacation mentally. So so that's why these messages are so important. It's so important to write it correctly in English. And then you do that, you walk away from your desk and you leave it all behind, guys. It's very important.
Exactly. This is, you know, this is something that we discussed in the last module, how to be successful in the new economy.
Yeah.
That balance, right? Yes. Like today's world is so fast and there are so many calls on our energy, right? There's so many roles that we have to fulfill. So how do we reach that balance and still feel productive and good? There's a lot of stuff to go into with that, but we do that in the course, guys. But this is one of those ways, right? Like draw that boundary, be clear and say, no, I'm not checking my email. I will tell everybody that I'll get back to them on Monday.
Yeah, because nothing can be that important, right? Very few things are that important, right? Just a few things. Most things can wait until later. But when you write this message correctly, this out-of-office message, which we're going to give you guys right now, we're going to give you a little piece from the course, then you can feel good. So let's get into it. Jessica, what is some of the language that we should be using when we write these out-of-office messages?
Yeah, for sure. So guys, the first thing I want to call your attention to is just how simple and direct it is, mm-hmm. right? Because that is the point of our written communication. We don't say too much, we get to the point, and yet we're still respectful and polite. So that's one of the beauties about these templates is we provide you guys with the language to be both formal and informal, right? Depending mm-hmm. on who you're talking to. Yeah. However, this notification, it's one tone. It's very simple, right? Mm-hmm. Very simple. Mm-hmm. So just say hello. You don't need a name because it's whoever is emailing you. Right. So first, we're polite and respectful. We say thank you for your email. Mm-hmm. And then you say why you're not going to answer. I am out of the office for the weekend. Or mm-hmm. there are other options. You could say I am unavailable. Right mm-hmm. now, I am away from my desk at the moment. So those are three options you could use.
Yeah, three variations. And, you know, just pick the one that works for you the best. Again, I like that these are simple. They don't add too much detail because once you start adding too much detail, well, I'll give you a tip from what I like to do for my out of office response. I like to say I'll respond as soon as I'm back on Monday instead of the date, just so I don't have to change it every week.
Totally. You know what I mean? Guys, oh my gosh, for sure. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't change anything. I just put it in there and then I know, okay, done, one click. I don't have to read my emails.
It's always
weekend.
Monday, right? It's always Monday when you're back. And it really does help. Like a lot of students will email me over the weekend and they will get this autoresponder and they'll say, great, I'm glad you're enjoying your weekend. No problem. I'm excited to hear from you when you get back. Like people get it. You know,
I found that as well before I started using this template and I would get emails from worried IELTS students.
Right.
And they'd be like, I sent you my essay. You didn't say anything or whatever. And I was like, oh, gosh, like I need this responder.
Guys, we generally do not work on weekends. And that's important for us to get our rest to be able to provide the best, you know, podcast for you during the week and the best courses. So we get that rest. And, you know, so don't expect to hear from us on the weekend.
That's all we gotta say. Okay, so options, right? So let's just review quickly that first option, right? So you can first you say thank you, and then you say why you're gone, right?
Yes.
So it's like you say you are gone. I'm unavailable. I'm away from my desk, or I'm out of the office. And then
so those three.
Yeah. So many options. And then there are three options for why you're gone, right? So what can we say there, Lindsay?
Create your 5-year plan for your career and your life in our brand new Business English course. Learn all about it at allearsenglish.com/business. Go there to get more details now. allearsenglish.com/business.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we could mention that we're away for the holiday, right? Or for personal reasons. Those are things we could say. But I would also say we don't have to say that. We don't have to include that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could just keep it general, right? For the weekend. And then again, like you don't have to change it.
Yeah.
But if this is an exception, if this is like during the week that you're gone, right? Mm-hmm. And this is a notification that you don't normally use, you can get more specific if you want to. You can say due to a personal emergency.
Yeah.
Again, it depends on your industry and who you are sending this to, right?
Yeah.
But that is an option if you're comfortable with it, if it's appropriate. Or if it's like a special, you know, 1 week holiday, like for spring break, you could say that.
Yeah. I've also seen people say that they're away for a conference. Like if you know that you receive emails from one industry, if you know maybe those people emailing you might be at that conference,
totally.
It might make sense to say I'm at XYZ conference until this date. If it's, you know, if it's an emergency, please call my cell phone. But, you know, otherwise I'll speak to you when I'm back. So you let people know you are there. So maybe they would meet up with you, make arrangements to have a drink together.
Totally.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there are ways to personalize it, to tailor it for sure. And again, like if it's not just an over the weekend notification, you can also provide like other options, right? Yes. In an emergency, please email my colleague, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So that is important. Like if you have a job where there are certain critical things that someone needs to be available to respond, then you, especially if it's a week or something, you do want a way for people, another option for people. Right. So that is important. Yeah.
Definitely. I definitely add stuff if it's during the week that I'm gone, because I don't want my students to worry.
No, of course not. Like, of course.
Yeah. We take care of you guys. We have a team here to take care of you. So the last sentence of the email, you could just say like when you're going to respond. And I do think that is a necessary part of the template, right?
Yeah,
so it's not just open ended, like I'm gone right now. See ya. Like you have to say like when you're going to get back to them.
Absolutely. So then they'll know and they won't worry. It puts their minds at ease. And it's professional to be upfront, right? To not keep people guessing. And, you know, don't be ashamed of the fact that you're taking time off, but be strong enough and confident enough to say that you're doing that. I think shows professionalism on some level. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I love this idea of like owning it, right? Like just own it. Just be proud that you are a busy professional and you respect yourself enough to go on holiday because you know you need it. So just be strong about it. Just be like, listen, like I'm not working right now, but I will get back to you as soon as I am at work.
Exactly. And then ways to sign off. I love this sign off of all the best. Right. That's very nice. It's kind of casual, but it's also potentially professional too. Right, Jessica?
That's my favorite one. This is like, this template actually is what I use. Like that's where I got this from. So I always sign off with all the best. And if it is someone who we have emailed back and forth, then I'll shorten it to best. Right. But that's just my own like personal sign off strategy. This phrase, all the best, guys, you can use like all over the place. Right.
Yes.
Like it's perfectly appropriate.
Yeah, it's very natural too. So that's why it's so good. And then after that, you could say your first and your last name, right? So your first or last name, and then your position and your company name. And often that's included in your auto signature, which would come up in every email too. So just pay attention to the auto signature. You know, these are the little details we want to pay attention to.
Exactly, guys. And these are some of the tips in that writing module we give you. Like, how can you be so polished and professional and still save some time? So that's the point of these templates. We give you more ideas for templates in the course. But this sign-off, guys, set it right now if you haven't already, right? So first and last name, position and company name. And then under that, you should also have a link to your website if applicable.
Or any social media links, for example, your LinkedIn profile, right? You can put as much in there as you want. And you can also find a lot of articles online about how to do that too. But we have a lot of it inside the course, guys. I'm so excited about the templates in the course, Jessica, because they are going to guide our students, right? To really know what to say in these moments on the phone, when you're writing an email, voicemails, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I'm so glad you mentioned the phone because, I mean, email templates, like that's pretty cut and dry. Like that's not too hard to figure out and teach you guys, right? Because it's simple and direct, right? But with the telephone templates, you guys, I really invested some time and effort in figuring these out. And they're so awesome just to have this script going in. So you feel confident and you know what you want to communicate before you even pick up the phone.
Yeah, it's so exciting. So we want to encourage you guys to go over, get in early. I mean, it's just come out, so you get an insider look, a chance to help us shape the course, right? If you are getting in the course early, you get to see it from the ground floor. So really good. So go to allearsenglish.com/business and sign up, become a member. You get instant access to the Facebook group as soon as we approve you, right? Where you get to meet people in there and share your ideas and learn from others.
Yes, guys, I can tell you already, this Facebook group is going to be such a huge resource. I mean, we've seen what private Facebook groups do for motivated students, right? In our IELTS course and our Connected Communicator course. And guys, this is going to be no different. Find other motivated professionals. It's not just about someone to practice speaking with. This is also a matter of growing your professional network, like around the world, right? Like there's so many opportunities in here.
Yeah, completely. I love it. So good. Well, this has been a great topic today, Jessica, and I will see you when I get back from my vacation.
Yes, have fun.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.